you're saved. And I appreciate the fact that he does open our understanding tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, and it's verse number 24. Probably not preach anything you've not heard preached before tonight, but just preach as the Lord would direct us. So pray for us that God would have His way. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 24. The Bible said, "By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank You tonight for the privilege to pray again. I want to thank You for the day that You've given us, and Lord, for the night. I want to thank You for letting us live in a nation that we enjoy such freedom that we enjoy tonight. I want to thank You, Lord, for most of all the freedom and the liberty that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank You, Lord, that the Bible teaches us, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So I appreciate tonight the privilege, Lord, to be able to pray. And I thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be able to worship. I thank You for traveling mercy and grace to come this way tonight. I appreciate the Word of God that You preserved for us unto this time. I appreciate the portion You've directed my heart to. And for every time You've touched me and helped me to preach. But Lord, this is a new night and a new congregation. And I need fresh oil and a fresh touch. I pray tonight You'd fill us again with that power, Lord, that only comes from above. I pray for just a few moments that You'd illuminate my mind and loose my tongue. And give me, Lord, clearness of speech and clearness of thought that I might proclaim the truths of the Word of God. I pray Your message to go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And then You prepare the hearts and the minds of the people to receive the Word of God tonight. I pray, Lord, You'd have mercy on sinners and woo them and draw them to You tonight. And Lord, I pray this would be the good hour. They'd turn from sin and trust the Savior tonight. I pray this would be the good hour, Lord, that they'd repent of their sins and trust You tonight. I pray for those that may have grown cold and indifferent and walking afar off and a distance from You tonight, Lord, that You'd speak to their hearts and lives. And Lord, I pray You'd draw them to You. And may this be that hour, Lord, that they'd come to You in repentance. I pray, God, You'd encourage every discouraged heart, strengthen the weak, revive us together, Lord. Let us see Your glory tonight. Have mercy upon us and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves tonight. Above everything tonight, get honor and glory unto Your wonderful name. For everything we ask it in Jesus' name, and for our sake we pray. Amen. 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 Thank You for standing tonight. I want to preach tonight on this man Moses, if the Lord would help us to tonight. Now, of course, you're familiar with Hebrews chapter 11 as the hall of faith, the heroes of faith. The Bible tells us in chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews that we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And all the witnesses that we're compassed about are found in chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. And how that by faith they pleased God. How that by faith they walked with God. By faith they overcame the things that the confronted or faced them. I want to say to you tonight that these are ordinary individuals. The Bible tells us about Elijah, that he's a man subject to like passions as we are. And I want to say tonight, thank God, the difference in these folks than, my friend, anyone else is the simple fact that by faith they walked with God. And by faith, my friend, they pleased the Lord. For it is impossible to please God without faith. Amen? Amen? You can't please Him tonight. Thank God. And faith is simply, thank God, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Where would you pick up faith? Do they have it for sale? Thank God, down the highway tonight. Can you pick it up at Walmart? Is it at the grocery store?
Where would you get faith tonight? Can somebody teach you faith? Can somebody instill faith in you? They can instill values. Can your parents? And a church could instill doctrine in you. But if you get faith, it'll have to come from the Lord. The Bible said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. I want to say to you tonight, hey, God has revealed in His Word the righteousness of God, and it's revealed from faith to faith tonight. I believe that. And the Bible said it's the Word of faith that we preach. Hey, God, that an individual trust God with. The Word of faith. I believe that tonight. All of a sudden, I want to say it'll come to you, my friend. My God, what God means from the Word of God. I tell you, you can hear preaching a long time and never understand until God turns the light on. Amen. I appreciate the fact that God gives us faith. Amen. Now, as far as believing about the Lord Jesus Christ, I believed in Him from all the time that I can remember believing about anything else. Amen. That's exactly right. A lot of things I was not taught as a child. A lot of fairy tales, a lot of things. My friend, that parents teach, that's fine. You want to teach that? I just wasn't taught that. But I can remember being taken to the house of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. I believed, my friend, what I was taught by my parents, the Bible stories they read to me. Thank God what they read to me from the Bible and what I was taught in the little Sunday school class. Thank God on the back of that little Baptist church. But I'll tell you, friend, thank God, it wasn't until I, by faith, looked to Him as my Lord and Savior that I was saved by the grace of God. Amen. Hey, friend, it's more than just head knowledge. It is heart knowledge. It is, my friend, God speaking to your innermost being that, my friend, calls His faith. And so tonight, I want to look at this character tonight, Moses, and talk about the life of Moses. Since we do have witnesses tonight, and since he's one of the witnesses that are here in chapter 11 tonight, I believe we can look at his life tonight and find some help for our own life tonight. Some things that happened in the life of Moses. Now, Moses lived to be 120 years old, and it looks like that his life is in three different, my friend, time frames. The first 40 years, the second 40 years, and the last 40 years. And everything about Moses' life changes in those three time spans of his life. And three different times in his life, my friend, things change for this man Moses. But let's look at our text tonight and begin, if God would help us to understand tonight, my friend, about the life of Moses. I want to say simply, first of all, tonight, I want to talk about Moses' decision. Moses' decision tonight. Now, I know you have to be careful in this religious age when you talk about a decision, hey, God, because everybody is making a decision, hey, God, for Christ, so to speak. I'm not simply talking about one day turning over a new leaf. Hey, God, no, but I'm talking about a choice. I'm talking about, hey, God, a move in the right direction. And so it is with Moses. Our text tells us by faith, Moses, when he came to years, my friend, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I want to say tonight, he got in his decision to go with God, as they sung about tonight, and the sister testified about tonight. Thank God, there has to be a refusal of the old life. Amen. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Here's Moses. The first 40 years of his life, he's raised up. He got in the palace of Pharaoh. My friend, taken out of the river by Pharaoh's daughter. And raised up. He got at Pharaoh's expense. And taught him all of the knowledge of Egypt. He got educated in the finest college and university that they had in Egypt. Is this man Moses? And looks like, according to history, is in line maybe to be the next Pharaoh. It looks like that this woman that she become his adopted mother is the only daughter of the Pharaoh that rules in Egypt. And so Moses has access to the treasure house of Egypt. Moses has access, thank God, to the political, my friend, machinery of the land of Egypt. Hey, friend, and he's become a man mighty in word and mighty in deed. Does this man Moses have an oil? Aren't you glad that something changed in his life? Hey, friend, and though he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter and had access to everything that Egypt could afford, I'm thankful that he chose rather to suffer the afflictions of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He cast his lot in with that despised crowd, in with those that were down in Egypt. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, I don't know when it'll come in your life, but there'll be a day that you'll come to years. I'm telling you, friend, every one of us here tonight, I will have to face God for our own decisions, thank God, and our own life, and what we do with it.
Amen.
Now I'm responsible tonight to preach to you and to preach what God gives me and to preach it in truth and to preach it in love. Thank God. And with the right motive tonight. But I'm not responsible for what you do with what I preach. Hallelujah. And I'm not responsible for your life. I'm responsible for mine. But I'll tell you this. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment.
Yes,
I believe that with all my heart. I'll hear me tonight. And so Moses came to years. You'll have to come, and you will come to years that your parents no longer will make the decisions concerning your spiritual welfare. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, children, I get to be teenagers. And especially that age of 16. And all of a sudden, thank God, the parents that raised them and got them this far have become so ignorant that they, my friend, I don't think they can tell them anything about anything. That's right. By the way, it is medically true, thank God, that your head is thicker when you're 16 than at any other time in your life. Amen. That's exactly right. It is thicker then. I mean, literally, it's medically proven that it's thicker then than at any other time in your life. Hear me, friend. Oh, my. And I want to tell you the decision your parents made for you about going to the house of God and about how you dress and what you do and where you go. I began to fade. And you begin to reach that adulthood into which you have to make your choice about what you're going to do with the Creator that made you.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible said, we ought to remember now the Creator in the days of our youth. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, friend, thank God. And somebody said, I've got well-laid plans for my life. But the problem is, when you reach that age, that may be as far as you reach. Amen. And it's, thank God, important tonight in necessity that you get right with God. Hey, friend, that's exactly right. He came to years. I don't know when you'll come to years. I don't know when you'll reach that point. How did you move from a state of innocency to a state of responsibility? But you will. Hallelujah. Thank God. You'll come to the place. Thank God. That it's no longer the responsibility of your parents for your spiritual life. You're held accountable for yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Oh, my. And you'll have to choose right and wrong. You'll have to choose good and evil.
Amen.
You'll have to choose. Thank God, God and Satan. That's exactly right.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord, help us. I believe that's what happened to Abel and to Cain. For the Bible said, this tiller of the ground and this keeper of the sheep, in the process of time, brought their offering unto the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, before they had been under, thank God, the protection of their father Adam. As he offered his sacrifice, but there come a day they had to offer their own sacrifice. And they could choose to follow in what had been told them and laid down before them. Amen. How they could go another way, and Cain went another way.
Right. Yes.
Refused the blood sacrifice. He refused what Adam had been offering and went his own way.
Hallelujah.
Right. God help tonight. I say to you, friend, tonight, when you come to that point, place, and time, hey, God, you'd do well to follow the life of Moses, hey, God, and refuse what the world offers, and refuse what's in Egypt tonight, and to choose to go with God tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. That's right tonight. Hallelujah. I mean to be personal tonight, but I know about these experiences, so that's why I say it tonight. I went to the barber shop Saturday to get my hair cut, when I got to the barber shop, our barber that I go to always takes a lunch break normally from 12 to 1 the days that he's open, and it was no different on Saturday. And I drove by and seen the little clock on the door, and I knew he'd be back at 1. So I tried to be the first one, and I got there about 10 minutes early. I tried to be the first one before he got back for lunch, but there's already a fellow standing there. And when I walked up, I realized who it was. Thank God, it was the gentleman that had coached at a baseball team that I'd been a member of. Thank God, as a young boy, when the Lord saved me and called me to preach, and I quit playing baseball to preach, and he couldn't understand why. Thank God, and he made me reference to it again on this Saturday to the barber, and said, I couldn't understand it then, but I know now. And he looked at me and I said, it's good to see you, and how you doing? And he said, have you heard about Jeff? And I said, no. And said, we found him dead Wednesday, and we buried him yesterday. A boy in the same class as I, the son of this baseball coach, that won the scholarship to play baseball. I ain't gone down at the college. Had a son that had a mean curveball. Thank God. And a lot of folks envied him and would have loved to be like him. But after drugs got through with him, thank God. And after 20 plus years of trying to get off of it and in and out of this and that, thank God. And even running through the church, but evidently never finding the Lord. It took his life. I'm telling you tonight. Hey, God, you can choose the limelight. You can choose, hey, God, the neon flashing lights if you want to. But the way of sin is the way of death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God help us. Amen. Oh, Lord. God help us. Now, well, let me just say this, and you can lump it or ain't God like it, whatever way you want to tonight. And I hear the statement, let's get them involved in sports, how to keep them off of drugs. Yet all of a sudden, I'm finding that a large percentage of sports figures wind up on drugs. I'm telling you, friend, hey God, I'll hear me, friend. After you have experienced the flashing lights and enjoyed what sin has to offer, you'll find out that it's not chasing. Hey God, a rainbow. And when you get to the end, the pot of gold is never there.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. I want to tell you something tonight. It'll take more than you having the fastest car around the track. Amen. It'll take more than you hitting the winning home run, or shooting the winning basket, or scoring the winning touchdown. Thank God. Or kicking the winning goal. Thank God. That's exactly right. Or whatever else you want to say to me, it'll take more than being on top of the political world. It'll take more than being on top of the music charts. Hey, friend, it'll take more than being number one at the box office to satisfy your soul tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. And Moses, thank God, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and chose rather to suffer the affliction of the people of God, and then enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt.
Amen.
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 I can't remember everything to read. And I read where Rameses, a tomb, when it was opened, at Rameses 2. Thank God. The pharaohs of Egypt was opened up and buried with him. I was multi-millions of dollars worth of stuff that is just in his tomb. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, reckon what he had while he was king of Egypt. And Moses had his hands all around it and walked among it. Thank God. And no doubt could have enjoyed it as far as it went. But he said, there's something greater. There's a treasure that's richer than what the coffers of Egypt have to offer. And young folks tonight, I'm telling you, there's more than what this world has to offer tonight.
Amen.
Amen. You'll come to years. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
I've already seen them grow up. That's why a lot of folks never choose to. That's exactly right. They never choose to grow up. Amen. They may choose, hey God, to graduate from high school or college and choose to have a family and a job, but they never grow up. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. And their priorities are wrong all their life. And they live for themselves. And though they have a wife, and though they have a family, thank God, most of their time is spent with their fellows and their friends. Hey, friend, and the boys, and some form of recreation. Hallelujah. And in a year or two, 5 or 10, 10 or 20, they've got a divorce court wondering what happened to their family. And it's because they never grew up. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Amen. And Moses had all them coffers of Egypt. He had all them treasures down there at his disposal. But he walked out one day and seen an Egyptian mistreating his Hebrew brethren. Hallelujah. something clicked in him. Abraham Ram and Jochebed had said back at the house when he was young. Hallelujah. I don't know. Had he been visiting them this time? Every once in a while. I God with them. But he understood what it's all about. I God. And he thought up that day. I God the white flag. And said, I'm a God with God. I'm a God with this people. And walked away from the kingdom of Egypt. I got and stepped over with that persecuted, despised people down in Egypt. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I'm thankful tonight for Moses' decision, aren't you? Amen. And the decision you'll have to make will be no different. Hallelujah. You'll have to refuse the pleasure of sin. You'll have to refuse, thank God, what the devil dangles before your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank God. You have a mortal enemy of the soul. Three, as a matter of fact. And the world, the flesh, and the devil. Hallelujah. And they're all against you and against God. Hallelujah. Right. And you'll have to deny all of that and to go with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said it sure is easy to get saved. Well, when you ever get to that point where you can just trust Him with it all, it ain't too bad, but to get there is pretty tough.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Myself as a 13-year-old boy, I struggled with my future. I struggled with my life. I struggled with my friends. And what a change God might make. And what a disappointment it might bring to my life. And what a cramp it might put in my style. Hallelujah.
Right.
Woo! Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I had aspirations and dreams, ambitions and plans and hopes. Hallelujah. I thought I knew what I wanted to be and what would make me happy. But tonight I give it all to Him and said, live or die, sink or swim. I'll go with You, God. Hallelujah. And He resurrected me from the dead state of trespassing and sin I was in and raised me to walk in the newness of life. I just began to live. I just began to experience what's life all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you come to years, amen, yes, then regardless of who's standing beside you, to choose to go with God or go the way of the world.
Right. Amen.
Just follow the tide and follow the flow and follow the mainstream and follow the world and run according to the course of this world, and you're headed for hell tonight.
Yeah, right,
right. Well, amen. Amen. You can do that, and there won't be much resistance along that path. Hallelujah. Or you can go with God tonight. The thing is, the devil don't tell you the truth about your life, but God does.
Right. Amen.
You live now with the devil and die later. You're dying all the time, but I'm talking about eternal death. Now you die with God and live eternally. That's the way it works. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God. How is it with you tonight? Have you come to the age? Thank God. Have you come to years tonight? And it's time for you to choose whether you go with God. Amen. Oh, by faith, Moses chose rather to suffer the affliction of the people of God, enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Moses' decision. I don't know how much I'll emphasize these other points tonight. I'll run through them hurriedly or quit if the Lord don't want me to preach some more about it. I appreciate Him helping me tonight. Choose God. Go with Him tonight. Hallelujah. By the way, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things that he possesses. There. It's in Christ.
Amen.
It's in Him tonight. His decision, then Moses' disappointment. So disappointed. You know, right after he decided to go God's way and to go with God, he was met with disappointment.
Right.
7:25 said he thought his brethren would have understood that by his hand God, my friend, would deliver Israel, but his brethren understood not. age 40, Moses thought capable because of his training in Egypt, because of his military training, because of his vocabulary training. Thank God, because of, thank God, this training that he had. Thank God, down in Egypt, that he was well qualified to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage. But God never has used anybody that could. Man, you say, I can. Well, God can't. You can't. God can.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Desert. Hallelujah. And God emptied him of everything he thought. Having caused him to lead the children of Israel and given him what he needed, thank God, to lead them for the next 40 years.
Yes, sir.
Always does that. Always does that. His disappointment came because his brethren understood not.
That's right.
Tell you, friend, sometimes the most bitter disappointment is for those that you feel like God has sent you to help, and they don't want you to help. And
amen.
That brings disappointment. It did in Moses' life. This is my personal belief. I believe that when Moses left Egypt, and when he got to Midian, and when he married the woman, thank God, my friend, that he married, thank God, the priest of Midian. I believe he said goodbye to Egypt. I believe he said, I'm not going back. If that crowd don't want me, and that crowd don't understand, thank God, why God let me be born. Hallelujah. And why God's raised me up, I'll just wave goodbye to them forever. I believe he meant to stay. I believe he meant to die. Thank God, on the backside of the desert.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When it comes to serving God, doing what God wants you to do, when those that God even seem to help, if they don't understand, it'll cause you to go to the backside of the desert and say, forget it. Wash my hands of this crowd. I believe for the next 40 years, thank God, he never thought about them. He never intended to go in back. Hallelujah. And it wasn't until that bush caught a fire and he turned aside, let God give him some different instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this time God said, I'm sending you. And the man that was mighty in word and deed and could do it said, I can't. I don't know how to talk and I don't know how to lead them out. And they're not going to believe you sent me. Who am I going to tell them sent me anyhow? And God said, tell them I am that I am has sent me.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Woo!
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he went down there because he endured seeing him who was invisible. Hallelujah. God said, you go down there and get them and bring them back by this mountain where I'm talking to you all. Thank God, and we'll have another discussion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And he went, thank God, because now he'd seen the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man. Hallelujah. You see, now it didn't matter what they said because he'd seen the glory of God. God said, go get them and bring them back. First time he hadn't seen that. Thank God, he just understood or felt in his own heart. I want to tell you, friend, it makes a difference when you see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When you understand God's purpose and plan for your life, it'll make a difference in serving God. It won't matter what they say or don't say, how they look or don't look. He'll just do it because God said, do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, help us, Lord. Here's his decision. Here's his disappointment. Of course, that was his first one. And that wasn't long after he made the right decision. God help. Oh, how I thought everybody would want me to be saved and want me to preach and want me to live for God. I found out different, and so have you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Bless his name. But it don't change the facts, does it? Don't change it one bit. Hallelujah. It's still right. Thank God, it's still blessed. And it's still a joyous way tonight. Disappointment came after his decision. And it wasn't the first one. Then the Bible tells us about, in Numbers chapter 12, Aaron and Miriam disappointed. Here's his own brother, his own sister. Here's the brother that held the rod. Here's the brother that was his spokesman. Here's, thank God, the sister that took the tambour. Thank God. Down at the Red Sea. And caused the daughters to sing the song of deliverance. The song of Moses. Hallelujah. And now they say, concerning that Ethiopian woman that he's married, God didn't just speak by Moses. God has talked by us also. Boy, I'd bring disappointment on it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
that in his own household. David said in Psalm 55:12, it wasn't the enemy that reproached me, or I could have borne it. He said, if it had been my sworn enemy, somebody had been against me all my life. He said, but it was him. Thank God, my acquaintance. Thank God, my counselor, my friend, my God. He said, we took sweet counsel together and walked. Thank God, to the house of God in company. It was him. Hallelujah.
Right.
And there's a disappointment there.
Yes, sir.
There's a disappointment there. God showed up, and let Aaron and Miriam and all the rest of the camp of Israel know. Hallelujah. That when he spoke with Moses, he was talking to a different fellow than he was everybody else.
Amen.
Man. Hallelujah. God help us. God always had his line of authority. Still does tonight. And then Miriam found out, matter of fact, God smote her with leprosy. Then that Moses prayed for her and God took the leprosy off. And they wanted to welcome her back in the camp. God said if her father had spit in her face, she'd have to spend 7 days. She stayed 7 days outside the camp. Appointment to Moses. Oh, my. I want to tell you tonight, if in the Christian life you expect no disappointments, you're going to be disappointed. Because they will come.
Yes.
Amen. They will come. And sometimes they come to those that are nearest and dearest to. It was Paul that said to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians 12:15, he said, see, the more I love you, the less I'm loved. To be spent and be spent for you, the more I love you, looks like the less I'm loved. There's a disappointment in that voice.
Yes, sir.
And it'll come.
Yes.
It'll come. Then there was the disappointment of Korah in number 16. Hallelujah. Oh my. And Korah again decided that God had spoke by him since he was of the Levitical priesthood as well as by Moses.
Right.
And God again had to show Korah and his crowd that God had chose Moses.
That's right.
And he was his servant. And he would speak to him face to face. And all other prophets would just simply be by dreams and visions. He got ready to talk to Moses. He had talked to him face to face. The appointment to Moses. Then there was his demand. Exodus 5:1. Then with Aaron, thank God, and Aaron is the spokesman, the rod of God in his hand, and looked at Pharaoh and said, God said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should let your people go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let you go. But that was the demand. And all the way to Exodus 10:26, Moses never lessened the demand. Moses never compromised the demand. What he asked of Pharaoh when he went in, hey God, he asked him in the last time Pharaoh seen his face. Hey God, for Exodus 10:26, he said to Pharaoh, when we leave, hey God, all of us are going. Hallelujah. Hey God, the men, the women, the children. Hey God, our cattle, everything. As a matter of fact, we're not going to leave a hoof behind when we leave.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Well, I appreciate his demand. I appreciate the fact that he stuck with what God wanted him to stick with.
Amen.
Oh, that you and I would have that purpose in our life tonight.
Yes,
and we would be like this man Moses tonight. Thank God. And make demands and not compromise God's demands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. Then there's his discouragement. His discouragement. Numbers 11. The mixed multitude is fell a-lusting. And they become to despise the manna. They remember the flesh pots of Egypt. When the mixed multitude fell a-lusting, all the rest of the Israelites got to crying and weeping too.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
By the way, it was always the mixed multitude that fell lusty. It was always the mixed multitude that started in trouble. Who were the mixed multitude? It was those that simply joined the bandwagon. Simply those that were afraid of death in Egypt. Hey God, hallelujah. I just thrown in with the rest of the crowd, but never really, hey God, had Egypt out of their heart. Around tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And here they are. Notice his discouragement. When they fell a-lusting, it caused all the rest of them to cry and weep. And they said, our soul loath this light bread. Hey, God, this manna. And they said, God's gift. And Moses looked like stood all he could stand. Do you mind me reading those few verses? Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servants? Or have I not found favor in thy sight? That thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them? that thou shouldst say to me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? When should I have flesh to give all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give me flesh that we may eat. I'm not able to bear this people long. It's too heavy for me. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand. If I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. Say, that's discouragement. What do y'all think? Lord, of course, I'm sure there's been no Christian here tonight that's ever asked God anything like that. Y'all get quiet on me now. Amen. It's discouragement. The people wept, and they heard them weeping in their tent. And Moses couldn't stand it no more. He said, God, just go ahead and let me not see my wretchedness. Go ahead and kill me. Sure, I'm thankful that God doesn't answer every prayer we pray. Aren't you glad God hadn't answered every prayer of yours?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, sure. I'm thankful that He hadn't, because there'd been some foolish prayers I prayed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. I want to say, here's Moses in his discouragement. And he said, I can't give them flesh to eat, and I can't bear them alone.
Amen.
Before God got through, He said, I tell you what, Moses, you just stand back and watch me. Hallelujah. Moses even said, God, how are you going to feed this multitude? Here's 2.5 to 3 million Jews. Here's, thank God, all this crowd. What are you going to do? How are you going to feed them? Thank God. How many cattle, how many sheep are you going to have to slay? What are you going to have to do to feed this crowd? God said, you watch it, Moses. I'll not just feed them one day. I'll not feed them for 1 week. You stand back and watch me feed them for a whole month.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Amen.
And send the quail in. Hallelujah. And they fed them a whole month. Isn't that right? God was able to do that. In Moses' discouragement. Oh, I'm telling you, there's times of discouragement. Aren't you glad by faith? I should have noticed Moses' disgust, is what I call it. Downfall or his doubt, however you want to put it. It's found in Numbers chapter 20. Again, the people are murmuring. Again, the people are complaining because they have no water. And Moses is instructed by the Lord to go and speak to the rock that they might have water to drink. Moses and Aaron gather the congregation together, and Moses is angry by now.
Yes, sir.
Now here's the meekest man on the face of the earth. Amen. Gone beyond his meekness now. Amen. He, the Bible says, must we fetch you water for you rebels? That's what he said.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's tired of it, brother. I want to say this tonight before I talk about the rest of this. Looks like if God and Moses had ever got together, the Israelites would have been destroyed. God was angry with the Israelites. Moses was saying, now God, you can't kill them. What will the Egyptians say if you kill them? And, hallelujah. And if you're going to blot them out of your book, go ahead and blot me out of your book. That's right. Isn't there a time when Moses would get angry with them and say, God, just go ahead and do something with them. God said, now hold on, Moses.
Yes, sir.
So it don't look like God and Moses ever got together at the same time, if they ever had. But ever at the same time, they'd been, oh, they'd been sad.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But if God would get angry, Moses would intercede. When Moses would get angry, God would say, hold on a minute, Moses.
Right.
I remember my covenant.
Yeah.
I appreciate the Lord being that way, don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he's tired of this now. He's tired of this grumbling and bickering and complaining. Hallelujah. He's tired of the talk. Is he not? Tired of the talk. God, help us. Help us. And I'll tell you, if there's one thing we don't need in the church today, it's more tongues. Everybody talking about needing tongues in the church, we got too many tongues now, brother.
Amen.
Man, exactly right. Hallelujah. We don't need more. We need less.
Amen.
Amen. God, help. God, help us.
Yes.
And here's Moses, and the Bible said he lifts up his that rod, and he smokes that rod twice. And God lets the water come out. But oh, I want to tell you, this downfall, this doubt, this disgust, hey, God causes Moses not to be able, hey, God, to bring them into the promised land.
Amen.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
You hearing me tonight? Huh? You got to be careful not to let somebody else cause you to lose your reward. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You can.
Yes, sir.
Can.
Did you know you can spend so much time trying to straighten somebody else out
that you get crooked yourself?
That you forget about where you're at and get yourself in a terrible shape.
That's right.
Say, what you better do, you better take the advice that Jesus gave out of Simon Peter when Simon said, "And what shall this man do?" Speaking of John, he said, "What is that unto thee? Follow thou me."
Amen.
I'm not talking about condoning sin. I'm not talking about compromising with sin. But I'm talking about not being able to do things out of with folks that you can't do well for God anyhow.
Amen.
Moses. Because he became disgusted and upset and angry with the people of God. Smote the rock that he's supposed to speak to.
That's right.
Amen. Caused him not to be able in the promised land. There is Moses' disgust. And then lastly, and I'm through, I want to talk to you about Moses' desire. Some would say he didn't get to enter the promised land, and there might be a chance that we wouldn't get to go to heaven. That's not what the context is talking about. Get that further if we want to. We will just a moment. Deuteronomy chapter 3, he has a desire. Joshua has fought with the king of the Amorites and Og the king of Bashan. Defeated them. Moses, Deuteronomy 3, prays this prayer to God and says, "Lord, you've just begun to show thy servant greatness in thy mighty hand. I pray thee, let me go over and see that good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain in Lebanon. Because God was angry with me for your sake, said I couldn't go over. But seeing what God was doing with the Amorites and with Og, the king of Bashan, and they took this land, God, let me go over and see that to me. And said, let it suffice thee, more unto me." It almost seems to me, maybe I'm getting the wrong picture tonight, it almost seems to me, God says, "Moses, don't keep talking. Be inclined. Such a great intercessor. But you can't go. That's the final thing. So just don't talk. Just let it suffice thee for." I was to see the land.
Right.
Just to see what God was doing in His greatness and His might. Amazing.
Yes.
Watched Him since the burning bush. He'd watched Him in Egypt. He'd watched Him in the wilderness. "God, I'm seeing You do things You've never done before. I'm seeing Your greatness and Your mighty hand. Let me go over and see the rest of it."
Yes.
Oh, bless His name tonight.
Yeah.
God. Isn't that God tonight?
Yeah.
Every time He does something, you say again, "I've never saw it on that fashion."
Right.
"I've never seen it like that."
Yes.
That's just God.
Hallelujah. Yes,
nobody can do it like Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what he's praying. That's his desire. And it looks like God is inclined to give him this. He keeps talking to him, so he says, "Just be quiet. Don't say nothing." And he said, "I'll tell you what. Ain't gold. And I won't bring you over Jordan because of what you did at the water of strife." He said, "I'll let you see." Papa Pitt. God took Moses all by himself and showed him the land God had promised Abraham 100+ years ago they would have and would be there. Hallelujah. The Lord took him, and the angels buried him somewhere and didn't tell the devil where it was at.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's his name. I tell you, there'll come a day. The disciples were with the Lord in the mountain of transfiguration.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And as the Lord's raiment changed before them and became white and glistening.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Buddy, I don't understand that. I don't understand all that. I know about that. I tell you, that's something other. How that humanity, that manhood, covered that. That glorified, that glory that was with the Father before the world began.
Yes.
How that day, that humanity moved back for a little while. Oh, bless His name.
Yes.
And to the forefront come the divinity, hallelujah, the white and glistening
ring.
Bless His name. I know it's true, hallelujah.
Yes.
And they saw Him as they never saw Him. And guess who was there standing beside Him? And talking with Him in His glory.
Yes,
Moses and Elijah are talking of the deceased that He should accomplish at Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Bless His name. I don't understand all this. I have a treasure in an earthen vessel tonight. Hallelujah. I have divinity in this humanity. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, it veils maybe what's on the inside tonight. But one blessed day, thank God, this mortal, hallelujah, is going to give way to what's inside, hallelujah. Thank God. And this prison bars, thank God, and this corruption is going to be loosed. And from that, hallelujah, it's going to come, hallelujah, right? Oh, that's a God that's placed inside of me. And I don't know yet what I'm going to be like, but I know this much. Thank God, when I see Him, I'll be like Him. When I'll see Him as He is. And I have that hope in my heart tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The life of Moses. Where are you at tonight? He's a witness to us. When he came to years. Have you come to years? You're here tonight facing that move that you're going to have to make, either to come towards God or go the way of the world, the way of the flesh, and the way of the devil's leading and prodding tonight. Friend, Moses made the right decision.
I don't know if he did or not. He left the treasure house. And we dug Ramesses and all the rest of them fellas up. Hallelujah. With their loot and their mummified body, and the disciples seen him glorified with Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Yes.
There is a recompense of the reward. He had respect to that. There is something greater than the world has taught. As a matter of fact, everything you see, everything you can handle, everything you can accumulate, God is going to perish anyhow. Amen. God help, I can't get through. I'm trying my best. Hallelujah. It's going to go into hell. Hey God, it's going to return back. Hey God, it's going to be melted away. It's going to pass away. Hey God, there is something eternal. And that has to do with your soul tonight. Hey God.
Amen.
Your heart being right with God. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight if you need to come as a sinner. Maybe you're here as a saint tonight. You've been disappointed. You've been discouraged. You've been disgusted. Maybe you have a desire tonight. Oh, tonight. Whatever it is that you need to pray tonight, you come. Sinner, come. Saint, come tonight. Follow this life of Moses. And by faith tonight, we can obtain some things. Would you come? Play or sing, have you done tonight? Would you come? Would you come tonight?
Beyond the portals of time, there's a beautiful land, a world of God's glory unfurled. And by the grace of God, I someday will call it my home. I never miss heaven for the world. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Though things of earth may try to allure, for the smile of God means more than sin's brief glittering days. I never miss heaven for the world. We've known here. world.